I'm here today talking to Andrew Laird, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Review of Cairngorm Funicular Railway. Andrew, what's this report about?
The report looks at the involvement of Highland and Islands Enterprise, which I'll refer to as HIE, with the Cairngorm Funicular since the project started over 17 years ago. We look at the business case which set out the original idea for the project and how the funicular was built. And we also look at HIE's role in trying to secure the future of the funicular company, including the decision to take it over last year.
And what have you found?
About £23 million of public money has been spent building the funicular and supporting the operator, of which HIE provided about £19 million. It cost £5 million more to build the funicular than planned, but consultants report that it has delivered the expected benefits in terms of employment and to the wider area. The business case for the funicular was assessed by HIE, by the then Scottish Office, and by the EU in 1997, and the process met the requirements at the time. However, as we point out in the report, there were a number of important changes affecting the project, which affected its viability. These changes included declining numbers of skiers at Cairngorm and the weak financial position of the company. Now, HIE did not assess the effect of these changes in a review and adjust the business case before construction started in 1999.
Now, you referred there to some changes early on in the process and that HIE didn't actually then go and review the business case. Why was nothing done about that?
The public sector has much better risk management processes now than it did in 1997. In 1997, HIE knew that the project faced some risks. For example, nobody had built a funicular in Scotland before, let alone one that was built halfway up a mountain in a remote area and to very exacting environmental standards. All of this made the construction challenging. But there's no record of HIE assessing the likelihood of these risks or of the potential impact or of how they might have mitigated the risks. It wasn't a requirement at the time, but it would fall short of today's good practice.
And what's the importance of all this for the public?
Significant amounts of public sector money have been invested in the funicular over the years, and the project has been challenged by a number of groups. However, HIE and others believe that the project has provided a successful visitor attraction in the area and that it has helped to secure and retain jobs locally.
And just finally, what would you like to see happen now?
Our report makes a number of recommendations to HIE on the next steps for the funicular and more generally in terms of how it appraises future capital projects. In particular, we'd like to see HIE develop a sustainable business model for the funicular, either working with a new operator or with the existing operation. We also recommend that HIE continues to develop and embed good practice in its project appraisal processes for major capital projects.
Andrew, thanks for your time.